Craig, man.
Where are we this morning?
We're at King's Acre driving range, Russell.
Driving range? Why would a golfer like you want to come along to a driving range?
Well, after yesterday I was playing a competition, I was 5 over par. Yeah, in the chance of winning, and then it went all downhill from there. I ended up going to 15 over, which is embarrassing for me. When you're 5 over, you're in the hunt to win in the competition, you shouldn't be going to 15 over.
15 over? What hole were you at when you were 5 over and then you dropped off to 15? And did you have many holes still left to play?
The front nine, I was 5 over, going up 10. I mean, it just went all downhill from there. It was a lack of fitness and concentration that cost me the competition.
So today, we're at the range. What have you picked up? Any faults, or how can you improve for today?
Quite a lot, actually. The first 50 balls, I was okay. When I went into my second 50, I started to get tired. So it'll be fitness for me.
And that will make a difference?
Well, hopefully. The club championship's next week, so I have to be able to do something. Obviously, I'm not qualified for the C class, but we've got the A and B still coming. So hopefully I can do something for that.
What about the practice range? Describe it.
It's really good. It makes you play shots. It makes you think. It makes you work. It's the best, probably the best driving range of Midlothian. It brings the best out on you.
I noticed that one or two, the holes are actually near each other, but then it's an illusion that they're in front or behind.
Yeah, I think that's to make you use all irons, work on different areas of your game, but just, you could see yourself, Russell, I wasn't playing that great, and that's what cost me yesterday.
Why are you not using a wood?
It's not my woods that are affecting me, it's my irons. I'm hitting my drivers good, it's my irons that are affecting me.
And there's nothing wrong with your eyesight?
Nah, nothing at all. Apart from my eyesight, it's just the irons that are letting me down.
Any particular one or across the board?
Just across the board, from sand wedge to four iron, right up. Apart from my driver, my really main downfall is my irons.
When you get onto the green, you've got no problem getting onto the green. It's when you're on the green, is that right?
Yeah, definitely. When I do hit good irons on the green, I'm free putting, and you can't afford to three or four putt to two putts maximum. But the greens at Bremenau Golf Course just now are not particularly great. They're actually in bad condition. I played in a competition down in Gillon. I came in the top 10 down there, and it was embarrassing yesterday for me. I think playing on very good greens and then coming to Bremenau and playing on greens that were very thick and grass and slow, it's quite frustrating.
Is that a good golfer should anticipate? You would find it maybe in the first two holes, find how the greens are, or even the fairway playing, and then adapt to suit the club or to suit the conditions.
You're right there. I think most of all, the biggest problem I've got is my course management, how I attack the course. Think too far ahead of myself. Think about, after I've hit my shot, I don't relax. I'm all tense walking up to my next shot, and I think that gets the better of me. How I go out and plan my game. I used to have game plans for hole by hole, but now I've not.
So what is the plan for the next competition?
After this, go to the gym, get fit, and then hopefully when I go away next week down south, actually, to play in a competition down there, I'll do a lot better, and we'll just see where it takes me after that.
Good luck.
Thank you.